I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Governor Nathan Deal delivered his final State of the State address to the General Assembly this morning. The governor spoke of his support for the technical college system and lauded the success of criminal justice reform. Bill Nigut hosts a special edition of Political Rewind this afternoon at 2, taking a closer look at what Governor Deal did and did not say. Gwinnett County swearing in its first-ever Latino mayor today. Ray Martinez is the next mayor of Loganville after winning last year's election. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
Martinez grabbed headlines in 2016 as one of the few Latino leaders to openly support Donald Trump's campaign. He says he doesn't worry about the president's various controversies as long as he sees results in the secular market.
Are you going to give me a job? Are you going to make this economy better for all of us? Are you going to put money in my pockets? That's a concern of the Hispanic population and everybody. And I'm pretty sure that Donald Trump is doing that right now.
In Gwinnett County, non-white voters have surpassed the number of white voters. Craig Newton in Norcross was also elected last year. He now serves as the county's first ever black mayor. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant.
The state Senate is one step closer to updating Georgia's adoption laws. Last year, similar legislation was introduced to simplify the adoption process for foster parents, but it included a provision allowing private agencies to refuse placing children with same-sex couples. After the bill failed last year, House Speaker David Ralston says lawmakers will have another chance this session.
I have encouraged them to get that bill back to us pass a clean adoption bill and do it quickly. I don't see any reason why it can't be done.
The AJC reports that the Senate Judiciary Committee is set to vote on the new version of the bill. Well, in the wake of the Trump administration's plan to open most of the U.S. coast to offshore drilling and exploration, U.S. Congressman Buddy Carter wants federal regulators to meet directly with coastal Georgians about the pros and cons of it. The Savannah Morning News reports that the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management currently has meetings on the issue scheduled in the capital of each coastal state. Atlanta's meeting is February 28th. Although Congressman Carter supports coastal drilling, many coastal communities and businesses oppose it, including Savannah and Tybee Island. Florida is no longer under consideration for the plan after the state's governor opposed it, citing the importance of tourism to the state's economy. South Carolina's governor is seeking a similar exemption. A Metro Atlanta woman who is fighting deportation will be in court today. 8 years ago, when Jessica Colodal was a student at Kennesaw State University, she was pulled over for impeding the flow of traffic as she looked for a parking spot. Officers in Cobb County flagged her as undocumented, and she spent 37 days in an immigration detention center. Today's hearing comes a day after federal judges issued a nationwide injunction ordering the Trump administration to restart the DACA program, which protects immigrants brought to the U.S. as children from deportation. And a chain of dental clinics will pay about $24 million in penalties to settle allegations that it submitted Medicaid claims for unnecessary dental procedures on children. Marietta-based Benevis LLC and its Cool Smile clinics will pay out the settlement to the federal government and 20 states. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.